Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
We're joined by our opinion columnist Javier Blas, who's been writing a piece called Your Old Fridge is Putin's Friend, Dump It. Javier, good to have you with us. Well, this may be the message pretty soon from politicians, you know, dump a lot of things that are high in terms of energy consumption.
Good morning. Yes, Europe has a problem to make it through the winter, and is that electricity supplies are going to be really tight due to the losses of gas supply from Russia. We are beginning to see electricity markets blowing up to levels really extremely unusual, particularly in France. But the German benchmark 1 year forward has recently surpassed 300 euros per megawatt hour. To put that in context, before the crisis started, the typical price for that contract was typically around 50 euros per megawatt hour. Now we are at 300. Other than a couple of days in December last year, that will be a record high. So the market is telling us that we are going to have a big problem with electricity supply. What we are going to have to see is some kind of demand response. We are going to have to reduce consumption over the winter of electricity. There are many ways that we can do that. One is to ask companies to reduce consumption, paying them. We can try to incentivize consumers to move to more energy-efficient appliances, particularly things like air conditioning units consume a lot of energy, and it can be improved. But that is going to need support from governments in the form of potentially tax breaks or even subsidies.
Javier, drawing on all of your experience, what is your take now on just how much trouble Europe is in?
Well, it's quite a lot of trouble because at the moment Europe is basically at the mercy of Vladimir Putin. If the Kremlin shuts down gas supply, as many people are expecting around the 11th of July, at that time the Nord Stream 1 pipeline that links Russia to Germany, it's going to go into annual maintenance. The fear in Berlin is that Vladimir Putin will use that annual maintenance with an excuse to say that it was not able to make the annual repairs because of some kind of problems with the sanctions that he has done in the past, using some kind of excuse to say, well, sorry, but we have to cut supplies. Well, the situation will be that Germany will simply not have enough gas to make it through the winter at current, what are typical consumption patterns, particularly it is a cold winter. And that will really require significant demand savings, which can only achieve shutting down very energy-intensive industries in Germany and costing a lot of economic output.
Yeah, absolutely. ING's Carsten Brzeski talking about, you wonder why we are not better prepared for this, talking from ING Germany, and that ad hoc solutions and hard decisions are to come. So that was one industry, critical voice speaking to us, chief economist, of course, at ING. I mean, ad hoc solutions. I didn't get to ask Carsten what he thinks that's going to be, but how much economic pain is this going to mean for Europe, and what might those ad hoc solutions be, Javier?
Well, I mean, we are going to see significant economic pain in the sense that many energy-intensive companies will have to reduce activity significantly over the winter if the worst-case scenario that is a complete Russian shutdown of gas supplies come and becomes reality. The other thing is that prices, consumers are going to have to pay much higher electricity rates in Europe, particularly in places where they have not seen yet the big increases like in Germany. And we will have to adapt. I mean, it's going to be a difficult winter. And if all Russian supplies are cut this winter, the one of 2022-2023 will be really the big test for the economies and the resilience of the system. And the other big problem that we are going to have, particularly in Germany, but in other European countries, is that utilities may come to the brink of failure. We have seen already the German government discussing a bailout for Uniper, which is one of the largest utilities in Germany. I expect that that's going to cost several billion dollars, and I will expect that we are going to see more companies in trouble, similar to Uniper, requiring billions of dollars of taxpayer support to remain afloat.
Okay, Javier, you've illustrated brilliantly the pain that Europe is facing and will face as a result of this. But I remember, it wasn't that long ago, when people would say, well, Russia's not going to reduce their supplies because it's going to hit the Russian economy and their ability to fund the Russian war machine. What is happening in Russia? How are they able to afford to cut these supplies to Europe? It seemed that this would have been, 6 months ago, hugely unlikely.
Well, there are two reasons for that. First of all, the supplies have not been completely cut, but the price is much higher. So at the end of the day, Russia today, when it is shipping significantly less gas to Europe than it was doing a year ago, it's making exactly as much money just because it's compensating via higher prices for gas. The other thing that we need to remember is that the cash machine for the Russian economy is not the gas exports, it's oil exports. And oil exports remain high. The European export or import ban of Russian oil into Europe do not come into effect until the end of the year, until December. Until that point, we continue to buy in Russian oil and sending hundreds of millions of dollars every day to the coffers of the Kremlin. And also Russia has found new markets for his oil in China and India in particular, with India is really buying a lot of Russian oil right now. And although it has to discount the oil, well, it can sell it.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.